From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The incoming White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, said Sunday that President-elect Donald Trump accepts the view of members of the U.S. intelligence community that Russia engaged in cyber attacks during the U.S. election.
He accepts the fact that Russia and other entities engage in cyber attacks in the United States all day long. He accepts the fact that this particular case was entities in Russia.
Priebus did not say there was a direct link between President Vladimir Putin and the hacking. Mr. Trump was briefed by intelligence officials Friday. The president-elect, who's said he hopes to improve relations with Moscow, has questioned Russia's involvement. Senate leader Mitch McConnell Sunday said past presidents have also tried to improve ties with the Kremlin.
I don't think it's all that unusual for a new president to want to get along with the Russians. I remember George W. Bush having the same hope. My suspicion is these hopes will be dashed pretty quickly. The Russians are clearly a big adversary, and they demonstrated it by trying to mess around in our election.
But he said the cyber intrusion did not affect the outcome of the election. President Obama said Sunday that he ordered an investigation last month because of Russia's past behavior.
Part of the reason that I ordered this report was not simply to relitigate what happened over the last several months, but rather to make sure that we understand this is something that Putin has been doing for quite some time.
Mr. Obama said the Russians intend to meddle in U.S. politics, and they succeeded. Ivorian soldiers have ended a two-day mutiny after reaching agreement with the government on pay raises, housing, and promotion matters. The streets of Ivory Coast's second-biggest city, Bouaké, reported calm after troops returned to their barracks. Troops elsewhere, including in Abidjan, joined the protest. This is VOA News.